one more time. I ask you to be standing and praise the Lord together with me, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. You are our God. Our God. Hallelujah. Talk to us, Lord. Tell us what to do, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Baby, sit, please. I miss expression this morning to share with you how I'm happy to be here to worship the Lord together with you. Before all, I apologize for my bad English. Very bad. You know, I speak in French and Creole, but English is not my language. It's hard to speak English if you are Haitian. I know it's hard for you too to speak in Creole, but the same thing. But it was our sin and the Tower of Babel. They refused to obey God and this place. And God changed our language. And you have problem with me. And I have problem with you. Because the sins. But this time and very soon, God will change everything. And he will restore our body, our soul, our spirit, to be one people, the same language. And very soon, he will come to pick up us together and go to the healing. And there, we will be one people, one language, and living there forever and forevermore. I love God. He's my God. He is my soul, my body, my spirit. God. We shall be with God. I'm so happy. And Pastor Gordon, my teacher, he teach me in Haiti how to serve God. I learned God's word from him in Haiti. He is not only American people, but Haitian also. 50% Haitian and American. We love him. And if you don't need him here, we can keep him over there. He is very important for us. God bless him and get him a good wife. Oh, good wife. Asian people loves her. We appreciate her spirit. A sweet spirit. She learned Haitian people, Haitian woman, to love God more and more. I love her. I praise God before because he made me contact with this kind of people for a long time. It was not my arrangement, not their arrangement, but God's arrangement. Like he said, more than 20 years ago, God put us together. And I praise God for Sister Jennifer's family. They came to see me. Pastor Gordon, like he said, he brought there in Haiti is a young lady. And she loves people, Haitian people. She loves them so much. She loves me. And she becomes a good friend for me. I'm so glad to see her, her husband, her children. I'm your family. I'm a member in your family, sister. I praise the Lord for that because he gave you a good man. I trust that. I can see that in my spirit. I'm so glad because my wife, she comes with me for two times in the States. And she made a lot of experiences in this country. Some people has reason to come here and stay, not want to come back to Haiti, because you have a nice country, beautiful country, clean country, rich country. I don't know about Christ. If all American people love God, but I don't care about that because I'm Haitian. But that I know everywhere in the world, you can find some people love God and some other don't want to love him. But I'm so glad because she is with me. I call her to come to greet you. And I will continue to share that the Lord put in my heart to communicate to you today. God's people, we're blessed. I'm so glad this morning to know a new people in Jesus. I love American people so much. I love God. Because he has done a lot of things for me according that I see here in this country. I love Pastor Joe because he bring me to you. God bless you. Yeah. Brothers and sisters, trust me. I do not come to preach you, but God sent me to you to just mix our wine together. Since I am in this assembly, I feel something very, very special. I have been visiting a lot of churches in the States, but this church is different for me because you have God's power upon you from the worship. When the church learns to worship the Lord, she becomes a strong church. Because when you worship the Lord with all your spirit, your body, your soul, like you kill your body, your flesh. And if you kill your flesh, you can grow up in Jesus. You cannot grow up in Jesus with your body, sin body, your flesh, your natural flesh. But as Sister Gordon said, Sister David said, you need to have a new creature. But you cannot have a new creature before you fight against your flesh. Fight against yourself. The enemy outside are nothing. The enemies outside in the street and your neighbor are just the trash. But the serious enemy is yourself. My flesh is my strong enemy because every day, every night, all the times, he's fighting against my soul, against me. When I go to bed, he goes with me. When I go to eat in dining room, he goes with me. Everywhere I go, he goes with me to fight against me. But praise the Lord for his word. The God's word is God. According to John chapter 1, my word is me. And the verse 14, if I remember that, he said, the word become flesh. So Jesus is the word. If somebody trusts in the Bible and don't want to trust in God, you're walking in vain. If somebody not want to obey God, obey his word, it's hard to obey God. But you need to fight. You know what you want. You want to save. You need to fight. If you need money, you need to work for money. Work for money, you can receive money. If you don't want to work, your hands stay empty, no money in it. But if you want to save, you need to work upon your soul, your body, and your spirit. Because our first parent, Adam, he killed our soul. Because we got birth from Adam. Adam is good? Adam. So, because we are son of Adam, we sin, we are sinner. Our soul killed from Adam, a death from Adam. Our body killed from Adam. Our spirit become killed from Adam. So Jesus is the second Adam, and he came to resuscitate our body, our soul, and our spirit. I accept Jesus to restore all my life and to become his son. Somebody said, I am the son of God, but they lie. They are God's creature, but not God's son. You need to accept Jesus and follow him according to his will. And you become his son, his daughter. Let me read a verse together with you this morning. Let's find it in Matthew. I apologize for my bad pronunciation. Matthew chapter 16. You read those verses many times, but God talked to me this morning to share something with you. We start in verse 13, Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. Let's read it. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? And they replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, and one of the prophets. Verse 15, but what about you, Jesus said? Who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of death will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom, kingdom of healing. Whatever you bind on the earth will be burned in heaven, and whatever you loose on the earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. Maybe your pastor talked to you about those verses. But let me say, Jesus has two questions. One for the people, one for the disciples. The people didn't know how Jesus is because they said Jesus is the John the Baptist. Some others, Jeremiah. Some others, the prophets. All the people in the world lost Jesus. They don't know Jesus. They don't know Jesus. The people in Kaiser, in the street, they don't know Jesus. They talk about Jesus. They know Jesus is there. Jesus is real, but they don't know Jesus. But Jesus say, and you, that decide you this morning. You this morning, who do you say I am? Because your pastor, because Pastor Gordon teach you about Jesus, you can say, I know you are the Messiah. You know Jesus. I said because Pastor Gordon, because God has people in the earth. But since the Old Testament until the New Testament, God's people never walk themselves. God always chose a leader to lead his people. You cannot save without your pastor. Trust me. You cannot grow up without your pastor teach you the God's word. Nobody can know the God word yourself. Because it's a mystery inside of God word. You need to grinding. You need to, let's say toddy, to find use inside of God's word. So God gives him a special heart, special wisdom, and talk to him and say, talk to your people and tell them that and that, that and that, and you grow up like a food. Your body needs natural food, American food, Haitian food, I don't know, but your soul needs spiritual food. Your parent, your father, your mother gave you food because you are their children. But is your father give you spiritual food? So you need to come and stay before the table and ready to eat the God's word. Share with you, share to you, and you need appetite to eat the God's word. You need to drink it and to grow up in Jesus, to become a big man, to become a big woman in Jesus. Grow up. Remember that the Israel people, they went from there to there, from Egypt to Canaan for 40 years. They need to walk, and walk wilderness and everywhere to go to Canaan. But you need to go from here to the healing. They need to walk like that, or the horizontal. You need to walk vertical like that. So you need to grow up from the earth to the healing. You need to watch about that. So God, well, Jesus, you are the Messiah. Peter said, not Peter, Simon. Simon said, you are the Messiah. And Jesus changed his name and called him Peter. Because he said, Simon, not you reveal this thing, but my Father reveal you that. Not flesh, not blood. You need to kill your flesh. Kill your blood to know Jesus. And somebody trust that if they have skill, they have a lot of knowledge, lot of diplomas, study there, and lot of paper, diplomas, that's good, diplomas, and lot of money, a lot of things in the world, have airplane, boat, everything, yeah, rich people. And somebody, that's good, this is good, that's good. No, if you trust those things, if you give value to those things, you cannot know Jesus. You need to know you are nothing. I'm nothing. I didn't know Pastor Gordon before, his wife before, you before, no. But God, because God, he make arrangement. He is God. He does everything he wants and put us together and to walk in his field. For this reason, I'm here to talk to you, to share, to testimony with you. You know, I can't speak English, but I know God's Spirit and me can talk for me. He just used my mouth, my spirit, and talk. If you cannot understand God's Spirit on you, help you to know what I'm saying. We say a great God. I don't care about I'm Haitian, I don't speak English. I don't care about that. But I have God's Spirit upon me. Can do everything in me. I don't care about I'm a poor people, poor nation. I don't have nothing. I will send the children to school. I don't have enough money. I don't care about God, because I serve a great God. I don't come here to follow money. No. I come here to follow God, and money can follow me. Where I go, the money goes with behind me. I don't care about somebody call me and say, "Oh, Pastor Joe, I want to see you. I have 10,000 for you." I don't care about that, because God's people has everything, and I'm working to go with God in the third healing, but not a big deal for me to receive 20,000. 50,000 from somebody. But I have Jesus in my life. I'm blessed. I'm not a poor people, because Jesus. I don't come here to ask anybody. I just come to share the God's word, to mix our wine together. According to Proverbs chapter 9, where a prophet, he said, the wisdom mix the wine together. Your wine and my wine mix them together. That means you worship together in the same spirit, speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Let's read it. One minute. Yes, the first wisdom has built her house. He has set up its seven pillars. She has prepared her meat and mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her servant, and she called from the highest place of the city, let all who are sample come to my house. Those who have no sense, she said, come and eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. We learned that the wisdom is the one name of Jesus. Jesus called wisdom. For this reason, Jesus called me to meet you. Called me with his spirit and me, with your spirit and you, and mix them together this morning. So I feel I at home this morning. I'm at home this morning because the same spirit and you, the same spirit and me, we mix them together and we become one in Jesus. So, I encourage you this morning, don't trust in that you have, that you are. Trust in God. Trust in Jesus. And, you know, somebody come to church. You know that. A lot of people come to church. But they just come to, how to say it in English? I lost it. And to see some friend like that, to use the free times like that, but they don't know for why they come to church, and they spend about 15 years in the church, 10 years in the church, and still stay the same, no change. But we need to grow up in Jesus. As salvation, we receive the salvation, and not finished yet, but continue to grow up in Jesus. If the door is open, come in and continue to work. Listen. When I'm here, sometime I went to the McDonald's. You say restaurant. McDonald's restaurant. Some friends went with me to get some sandwich. And when I'm in the yard, before the menu, the picture, the big picture, big sandwich, and the picture, and big piece of chicken. And I say, wow, with one sandwich, my stomach get full. And they went to the next window, they pay. And the next window, they receive the sandwich in a small bag.
I said, what?
It's a lesson. Some people come to the church. They like God's people. They like Christian, but inside, nothing. Empty. No good testimony. Not good for us. We need to clear before the Lord, before people. People need to know that we are God's people. Can see that clearly, clearly. In the street, in your work, everywhere, can see that clearly we are God's people. Because we change. Another example, Donald. Donald is like good, but if you look for inside, nothing. Nothing inside. The outside, yum, yum, yum. Good, good. But inside, nothing. I encourage you to work hard upon yourself to become full inside and full outside. Because we serve a great God. He sees everywhere. He knows inside and outside. We cannot hide before the Lord. He's a great God. He's a serious God. Somebody trusts that God is the love. His love can accept everything. And God can forgive me. He's serious the same time. God is serious. He said, I am the fire. Can... I praise the Lord because He leads me to Pastor Gordon. He's a great man of God. Try to know that. Maybe you know half from him, but not all. But he is a great man of God. Praise the Lord every day for him. He gave you a good man. He called him by his name. He said, Gordon, come. I give you something to do. And give you, Pastor Gordon. I encourage you to love him, to obey him, to follow him. You can follow men. If God put some body upon your soul, you can follow this man. Example, we have embassy in Haiti, American embassy in Haiti. When you see the building, you see American people. That's true. Asian people has Haitian embassy in the States. But when you see the ambassador, you see Haiti. You see Haiti. So, Pastor Gordon is not ordinary man. Because God called him and gave him your soul to walk upon him. Upon your soul. If you disobey him, you disobey God. Because God sent him to help you. He is ambassador from the Lord. Watch about that. Watch. You can bless and you can curse also. Make your effort to be blessed Not cursed, but blessed. And listen, he said, I call you Peter, the rock upon this rock, upon you. How you upon you? Because he changed his name. And French, Peter, that means rock. Pierre, rock. I don't know in English, but Peter means rock in French. And Jesus said, upon you, I'll build my church. Not ordinary Peter, but real Peter. Not Peter naturally, but because he revealed from God, he received the revelation from the Lord. He is not an ordinary man. Before, he can't build the church, but because he changed, God used him. God talked to him. And God put his confidence upon him. And you can build my church because the revelation. And listen. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom. The keys, not the key, but the keys. Many keys. The keys. The keys. Listen. One thing God revealed to Simon can change him and can receive the God's power to build his church. But God has seven spirits. God gave Jesus the seven spirit, and Jesus gave Peter the seven spirit, the same seven spirit, and he gives us the same seven spirit. Look. Oh God. Isaiah 11. Look for Isaiah. Isaiah is good? Good? Isaiah? Okay. Isaiah chapter 11. Verse 2. The pastor Gordon has those keys. God gave him those keys. He gave him those keys to build his church in the earth. He gave some other pastors, like Pastor Cleva and others, the keys. If you don't have the keys, you cannot build God's church. The keys are the Spirit of God, of Lord, will rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and of understanding. The Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of fear of the Lord, and will delight and the fear of the Lord. We need them to build God's church. Not ordinary knowledge, not ordinary wisdom, but God's wisdom, God's wisdom. The revelation that Peter has to understand the God's word, to share to the people. Unique, we need Pastor Gordon, Nini, his wife, me, my wife, the ministries need the keys to build the church. You cannot build God's church. You cannot build God's church without the God Spirit. Your spirit cannot do that. The flesh spirit cannot do that. The blood spirit cannot do that. Myself cannot do that. But God's spirit. For this reason, we need to learn to live. But I encourage you, brothers and sisters, I encourage you. If you walk with the wise, you become wise. If you walk with wise, you become wise. Oh Lord. And today, you and I need to go everywhere, go in the streets, talk in your work, talk with your friends, go everywhere in the world, like Pastor Gunn and his wife, and teach people about Jesus. Let them to know Jesus is the Lord. And he is coming soon. Very soon he will come in. All the prophecies accomplished. Any week, the earth shake everywhere in the world. There. I saw that in the internet. Many places in the world in a week. You shake the earth. Shake the world. He's God. Only Him is God. All power. Or himself. Awesome God. Don't trust in technology. Somebody trusts that technology is God. Somebody say, I can't understand that. Technology, go. But remember that God gives people some knowledge, small part to the people, and people done something. God gives people knowledge to make this fun. God gives people knowledge to build, to do. Cell phone, iPhone, iPad. Laptop, everything. You can find everything. Okay. The world has become small part because of the technology. But remember that God gave them some part of knowledge to do that. But God knows everything. And people cannot reach the God's knowledge. Everything you see in this world, don't be afraid about that. But interesting to serve the Lord, to praise Him, to love Him, to follow Him everywhere. Sometimes the way is hard, but you say, God, help me. Don't pray God to keep out the obstacle, keep out the problem before you in your way. No, don't pray for that, because He don't want to do that. But say, God, help me to cross the problem. Help me help me to pass. Because the obstacle, God needs an obstacle for some other people who refuse to serve Him. But if you cross the problem, you got victory. Problems stay there, but you got victory. Another problem come, and say, God, help me. Please help me to cross this problem. And He gives you strength, and you cross the problem. Until you got the lastly victory. Let's walk in together. Join with Pastor Gordon and his wife and walk in together. Don't be afraid about small assembly, small church. You are not small. You are a big assembly. Because the church is not the building. The church is not the crowd of people, a lot of people. No. Church is the place God can come and stay. Jesus is here. God is here in you. He said, my little people. He said in the Bible, my little people. The God's people, not too much. Because many things to do to be God's people. Let's walk in together, people. We love you. Pray for us in Haiti. Every day we're fighting with devil, with Satan over there. I miss time to tell you my story, ministry. But I shared something with Pastor Gordon and his wife last night. And just pray for us. And I pray for you. I pray for you too. I cannot trust that you living in a blessed country, rich country. I don't need to pray for you. Oh no, I need to pray for you. Because Satan is everywhere in the world. Satan moving in Haiti, moving here, moving in French, moving in Japan, everywhere in the world. He killed people in the highway. He killed people in the street. He killed people everywhere in the world. Satan is here in the States. He is in Haiti. We need to fight against him day and night. Let's fight together. We serve every God. We have everything to fight. And we will never lose in our battle. God's people never lost the battle. The victory is for you and I. The victory is for us. Don't fear anybody. Don't fear anything. Trust God. Pastor Lord, we love you so much. Sister Baby, we love you. Don't leave us alone in Haiti. Come back again in Haiti. I'm sorry because I missed your sermon, your message last time. But remember that, where you go in Haiti, I was there, in the mountain, everywhere. I remember that you have been in Dupare, Dupac, have been there. I remember your message. I'm your student. I've learned about you. May God bless you all, brother and sister. We love you. Sister Jenny, love you. Love your family. Love every one of you. Sometime, hope that I will come back to bless, to worship the Lord together with you. May the Lord continue to bless you. Keep on and keeping on. Stay connected with healing, and the Lord bless you.